award was a tremendous event for ProPublica. It was an award shared with the New York Daily News and their reporter, Sarah Riley, who had come to us with a project she'd spent several years on, which was taking a look at the New York Police Department's enforcement of something known as a nuisance abatement law, which had been conceived with good intentions about being able to fight crime, but had turned into something quite different. And the police had been using it to actually evict people from their homes and businesses without any kind of due process. So she came to us with the project, and we were able to add some editing and data help and guidance on the project. And it produced an extraordinary array of impact in New York. The city council went back and redrafted the legislation. The police promised to reform its practices. So it really was a full realization of what ProPublica was originally conceived to be, which was journalism in the public interest. At a time, it was born about 8 years ago, at a time when the newspaper business was collapse, and it was meant to offer a new way forward, which was to see if you could underwrite quality investigative journalism through philanthropy, through people's desire to have trustworthy and ambitious journalism done, and the willingness to put their money behind it. The fact that it was the highest prize of the Pulitzers, the gold medal, I think will serve the organization wonderfully as it continues to raise money, to expand, and, to do the absolutely sort of vital civic good that it does, especially at a time when people's confidence in American society, American politics has been wobbled a bit.
Well, 8 years ago when ProPublica was founded, that was the start of the Obama administration. It's a very different environment now for media with the Trump administration for a variety of reasons. One of them being that Trump himself refers to failing newspapers, that the media is the enemy of the people. But also the Trump administration is spewing alternative facts and very openly so, saying that they are actually alternative facts. And so what is it like now to be a news organization like ProPublica in this particular environment?
Well, on one level, it's extraordinarily invigorating, right? If your mission in life is to, provide the public with trustworthy and reliable information, we could easily argue that there's never been a more important moment to be performing that service. At the same time, I think it's really important to understand that, in fact, there's nothing altogether new about what's going on. Whether one wants to look back across the history of American newspapers or the history of American politics, there has always been an active combat over truth, over what are facts. Various administrations of both Democratic and Republican stripes have, at different times been quite hostile to the press. The Obama administration, some people are apt to feel somewhat nostalgic for it in the current moment. At the same time, the Obama administration had a very mixed record with on its own with regard to the press. It actually pursued leak investigations with a vigor that was unprecedented, risked the possibility of, imprisoning journalists. They were not particularly forthcoming with information. So I think it's important that people, while, both responsive to the current moment, also have a degree of context and perspective about the fact that it's not entirely new. And the role of the press in such moments, in many ways, is as it always has been.
Well, you are given the keynote address at this all-day forum happening on Saturday at CU Boulder, reporting in the age of alternative facts. What are some of the points you're going to be touching on?
I mean, I think some of them will be, you know, some of the comments I just made about, you know, understanding the full historical context of where we are. I think the forum posits the question, you know, what's the way forward, or where do we go for now? And I think my answer to that is that the American press stays exactly where it is, and importantly, does not back up an inch and retreat in any way, but also that it doesn't overstep and overpromise what, in fact, you know, journalism can deliver. And so what I'm going to talk about a little bit tomorrow is actually the notion of humility, which may not sound like a particularly sexy rallying cry for the moment, but I think the degree to which the press is able to, remain ambitious and aggressive and honest, that it also remain, you know, to some degree humble. Reporting is a fundamentally human enterprise. We get things wrong all the time. And the promise to the public is not that, you know, you're going to have a set of facts that are unimpeachable and 100%, you know, right and perfectly delivered, but that you're going to be honest about the exercise and admit when you've made mistakes. Be transparent about where your reporting comes from so that people can inquire into it and either build off of it or challenge it. So, you know, again, while it might not make for a great, forum title, I think humility would be a wonderful quality to embrace and recognize going forward. And the country could use a little of it.
Well, we'll put details about this Saturday's forum, as well as some of the other panels that you're going to be on this week as part of the Conference on World Affairs at kgnu.org. In the meantime, Joe Sexton with ProPublica, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.